today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Yeah, you're brilliant, Kevin Porter. Hey, everybody. It's Patrick here. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to Rockin' the Suburbs this episode. And today we have a guest that I'm very proud to have on. And for you regular listeners, I think you'll recognize the guest's voice. But I don't know if he's ever been on an episode outside of New Music Picks. So welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs, Kevin Porter. How are you, man?
I'm great, Patrick. Thanks for having me on. I'm really excited about this.
Great, great. I'm glad to have you. And I want to thank you, first of all, for your new music picks. We're going to go into a little conversation about new music discovery, but I got to say, your choices every month are always up there for my new music discovery. I think you and I have tastes that are similar, and I always really like the picks you make. So I want to thank you very much for being a contributor to that.
Well, thanks, Patrick. Right back at you. You've made some really good picks that I've kind of went, wow, I had no idea about that. So
cool. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, that's the way this works, which is really wonderful. And we have something that we're gonna reveal to everybody here in a little bit that Kevin came up with a great idea, and Jim and I talked about it and thought this is perfect. Like, this will really make a nice addition to our year end picks, which are going to be coming up in January. We generally devote January to new music picks from 2025, as everybody knows. And everybody has the pleasure or pain of trying to whittle it down to one album and one song. But we're going to give you a little outlet this time, too, so it could help. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit. Kevin, I want to know, how do you find your picks each month? How do you compile, you know, a list of things to go through and choose from?
Well, my main source is a website called Brooklyn Vegan.
Okay.
And they have a weekly playlist, at least on Spotify. I can't speak for the other streaming services, where they curate a weekly playlist of songs, and it covers everything, you know, country, rap, metal, indie rock, what have you. And I faithfully listen to that every week. There's usually a great find on there, or two. And then if it's something I don't like, I just skip it. And then some other sources include Bill's Indie Basement. That's also on BrooklynVegan.com. This is a guy who is a lover of, as the name implies, indie rock. PaceMagazine.com. And our own Rockin' the Suburbs, quite honestly, because usually there's at least a couple of people that come up with something that I had no idea was out there.
Absolutely agree with you on that last one. You know, whether it's Roger Grace or Nicholas, you know, or Stephen Routledge over there in the UK, who kind of maybe come at things a little differently than we do. And, you know, there's always something very interesting. And of course, you never know what Sonny Varney's going to choose. And that's always an interesting, you know, pick as well. So I think it's such an interesting question, especially in the age of streaming, when so much stuff is available and so much comes at you every week. Like you said, I mean, that there's enough to have a weekly playlist of all that stuff, you know, is just one example of how much stuff is coming at the listener these days, with the, you know, the barrier of going into a studio and working with a label kind of removed, it's really a gushing river of stuff that we deal with every month. So I much appreciate, everybody. And I would say I'm kind of like you. I do, listen to some playlists that I have that are kind of, I guess, you know, algorithms based on what I stream, which seems to work pretty well. I mean, I listen to a fairly eclectic range of music, but it seems to do a pretty good job of surfacing stuff and also keeping me up with new stuff. And what I find interesting, Kevin, I wanted to ask you about this too, is when you discover a new group, be it on, you know, your playlist or through Rock in the Suburbs or, you know, on Paste or whatever, is that something you generally will say, like, I'm going to pin these guys now and they're going to be a band or an artist that I'll follow, you know, going forward?
Yeah, if it's someone I really like, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, one band, I'll just give you an example. One band that I discovered through Broken Vegan is Rap Boys. And had no idea about Rap Boys. And I have completely fallen head over heels in love with that band. And and that's only because I found them on Broken Vegan. So that's just one example. But yeah, I do stick them on. I have a separate playlist on Spotify that's my own stuff, and I'll go back to it and, you know, listen to things that caught my fancy.
Very nice. Very nice. I love that. And of course, you know, at the end of the year, when we've got all these different people, whether it be music journalists or, you know, fans or even band members themselves, often get asked, you know, what were your favorite records from 2025? You know, these lists that come out in the month of December become, at least for me, more important the wider the stream of music is, right? So you had a wonderful idea about the year-end list. So why don't you let everyone know what that idea was?
Well, so I absolutely love the year-end list because, you know, despite all my efforts to try to listen to everything that comes out, as you pointed out, it's a gushing river. It's an absolute tsunami of stuff. And inevitably I'll look at a year end list and there'll be something on there that I had no idea was even out there. And I go, how did I miss this? I absolutely love this. And usually it's more than one. I mean, it's usually half a dozen or a dozen even. And with all the new music coming out, it's just really easy to miss. And particularly this past fall, it just seemed like this past fall, it was really crazy.
Yeah.
And so it's very easy to miss stuff. And so the thought I had was what if we, in addition to identifying, you know, our favorite album or our favorite song from the year, we identify an album that we only just now uncovered at the end of the year, that was released earlier in the year, that, you know, that we missed. We just somehow missed it. But all of a sudden, wow, we've uncovered this, and this is just absolutely amazing. And album or song, for that matter. And that was kind of my idea. Is I'm sure other people are like myself, pouring through these year end lists and making discoveries that they had no idea were even out there.
Absolutely love it. And, you know, Jim and I were both like, this is great. What a great option. And what I really love about it, and this happened to me like last week, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to actually share this pick with everybody else that I discovered. It feels like you just got a brand new album, even though the album's been out, you know, for like, in this case, it came out in August. I missed it completely. And, you know, I think the ancillary benefit of that, too, is suddenly there's this whole catalog in some cases. Like you mentioned, the Rap Boys, like, oh, I didn't know they had other albums, or, you know, I didn't know they have other songs. So I think it's a brilliant idea. And I'm very glad that you suggested it to us, because I think it'll make a really nice addition and certainly widen the scope of some of the things that we end up discovering in the year and less. So I just think it's brilliant.
Well, thank you. I'm rarely called brilliant, so I will take that. I'm usually called other names.
Same here, especially in my own house. But I think this is a brilliant idea. You're brilliant, Kevin Porter. and you were going to share a couple picks with us, right, that are kind of examples of this. And I'm very eager to hear what they are. So why don't you give us one of those?
Well, so there's a debut album by an artist named Andy DeRusso called Super Pedestrian. And if anyone likes the new Pornographers, I think they'll like this record. Ah. It's big, it's bold, it's brassy. It really just flies out of your speakers. The song I liked off it is called Hunger, but there's a lot of really good tracks on that record. And I've been listening to that practically nonstop since I uncovered it about a week ago.
Oh, fantastic. That's a great example. I have not heard of that artist, and now I'm very excited to hear it. So why don't we hear a little bit of that song right now?
Lot in the woods. You learn to drive your parents' car. Take her at night.
All right. Beautiful, Kevin. Loved it. I want to share one, too. And I'll tell you, I listened to, well, I've always, you know, everybody who listens to the podcast probably knows the story of me getting into jazz years back when I got kind of a little burnout on guitars. You know, I was a big punk rock kid, and I was get tired a little bit of distortion, and I kind of went to jazz to ease my ears and things like that, and just became a big, big fan. And I find some of the year-end jazz lists to be really enlightening, too, because I don't know why, but and maybe it's because, you know, I think you and I, Kevin, you know, we both love indie rock, and we probably listen to that most of the time, so I don't get quite as much in my in my algorithms as I would from rock and roll or other stuff. So to look at some of these year in jazz lists is fantastic. And I found a record by an artist called Ned Rothenberg, and it's titled Looms and Legends. It came out at the end of August, and I find it to be really, really interesting. It's hard, a little bit hard to describe, and I've just started really getting to the second level with it. But it has a lot of space in it, and then when the space collapses, it's all kind of everything's happening. You know what I mean? And I kind of like that, a big cluster of action, and then it's time to like sort of absorb it. And I also found out about a record label that he's on called Pyroclastic, which is all one word. And just looking at some of the stuff they have, it looks very, very interesting. So this is a whole brand new discovery for me. Found out about it last week. So let me play a little cut from Ned Rothenberg's most recent album called Looms and Legends. Thank you. All right. So, Kevin, I think that we have set a new challenge for our year-end picks, and I can't wait to see what people do. We will start our new music 2025 review. We want you to pick up your favorite song, your favorite album. It's fine to put a couple honorable mentions in there. You know, we don't mind. We'll mention them. We won't probably play clips from those. But looks like we're going to start the new music 2025 review on January 5th. So that gives everybody some time up until about January 3rd to submit your picks. And if you're listening to this on the day it's released, it will be about 3 weeks you'll have. So you got plenty of time to put those together, and hopefully we'll see an inclusion of a song or album you found on a year-end list or during your year-end discovery, and like Kevin suggested. So this could be really good. I'm very, very excited to see what we uncover for each other and not only for ourselves. So this is great, Kevin. And we're going to play out today with another example from you, right? You came up with another one that we're going to play out with. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
So this is from a band named, I guess it's Prawn or Prune, P-R-E-W-N. And it's the nomaker of a woman named Izzy Hagerup. And this is a record that came out October 3rd. So during that, you know, crazy fall period when it seemed like everybody was coming out with a record. The song I suggest playing is the title track called System. It's a really interesting record. It's very dark, and it's very challenging musically. It really demands your attention. So it's something you got to sit down and preferably put some headphones on and listen to it. It's, I tend to listen to music driving, you know, doing stuff around the house. This is not an album for that. You really need to focus on it. But it's a very intriguing and challenging record. It's one I'm looking forward to spending more time with. But this record, this particular song, has some really interesting orchestration in it and takes a nice little turn about 1 minute 20, 1 minute 25 into the song. So I hope everyone likes it. And, really look forward to hearing what everyone's favorite album and favorite songs and new discoveries are. You know, I rely on this community so much for new music picks. And so I just want to say thank you to everyone who submits them, because I do listen to all of them.
Great, great. And I totally echo that sentiment. I'm lucky in the sense that I get to see them all come in, so I know what people are choosing most of the time. But I know that so many people echo that sentiment when they call in with their picks, right, Kevin? They say, can't wait to hear what other people are picking. And I don't think they're just paying lip service. You know, we'll pat ourselves on the back here, Kevin, a little bit. I really do think there's a lot of discovery going on. I know Bob Peterson and I have spoken about that several times. So we're going to play out with Prune or Prune, however we're pronouncing that. Prawn. Yep. We'll play out with that cut. And the song will be System. And I hope everybody enjoys it. And I'm very looking forward to our new category on year-end picks. I want to thank Kevin Porter for that very, very much. So, and it's also great to have you on, Kevin, for the first time, and hopefully you won't be a stranger. We'd love to have you on during other conversations as well.
I would be honored. Thank you. It was a real pleasure to be on.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to have you. All right, folks, with that, we are going to send you out for the week, and we will talk to you guys starting next Monday with picks from November new music. We've got a few in already, and the deadline for that would be this weekend. So if you're listening to this on Friday, you want to get your weekend stuff done first, do your new music, then you can do your Christmas shopping. That's the way we like to look at it here at Rockin' the Suburbs. All right. I am Patrick Foster on behalf of Kevin Porter. Thank you very much, and we will talk to you guys next week.
I don't know.
I know I can't really ask you what you thought because you didn't hear it. But.